What up? We're Water Parks. You're Water Parks.
I'm Water Parks.
I'm Spartacus.
Spartacus.
You're tuned in to Coug Radio.
Okay. What up?
You guys have played the Houston Days of Warmth in the past.
Yes.
So what's it like actually having a cold storm? What's different?
It's hotter.
Very hot.
Wetter. Brighter.
We're very dirty.
We're dirty boys.
Has warmth been meeting your expectations? Surprises so far? I mean, it's only been 3 days, but what's it been like?
It's only been a few days, but I mean, crowds have been really nice.
Yeah,
been awesome. We got to play in the rain for the first time yesterday. Mm. That was cool.
Yeah, that's pretty nifty.
I was spinning around and shit, and it was all wet. I had my pedal board behind me. So I didn't want to get like way of rain on, because I didn't get electrocuted probably and like die.
I was playing, my pedalboard was a pool, basically. I was like kind of like playing in the pool and stuff, dipping my feet in.
Skinny dipping?
Yeah.
We both seen you at shows in Houston, you're passing out from CDs that you've made, you've had the chance to open up for certain bands as they come through warehouse.
And then, you know, now like you're on the cover of AP, you're touring with Charlotte. Like,
it's weird.
It's crazy like how fast you guys blew up. So how good does it just feel to know that all that hard work has paid off?
It feels good because my parents don't ask me when I'm going back to school anymore.
Yeah, that's definitely... I don't have to work at my coffee shop anymore. That's pretty cool. I love coffee, but it's nice to be able to do this all the time.
It's not too much that's changed between my old job and now. I still have to move heavy shit everywhere, but I get to play now, so that's cool.
Yeah.
Guest vocals in this interview.
What's up?
Sick. Fine, just doing some of these things.
AP cover looks great.
Yeah, I know, I was psyched on it.
Awesome.
Yeah,
good to see you.
Ready?
What were we saying? Stuff is different now.
Just like piggybacking off the last one, like not many people kind of know how you busted your ass to get here. Like I said, it seemed like you blew up really fast, but you know.
It seems like that.
Yeah.
But we were outside many, many, many shows for a couple of years.
It's been a few years.
I don't know if... it might kind of seem like shit happened real quick. But, if you're from Houston or Texas, really, you've probably seen us outside of shows, passing out CDs and flyers and, like, even, like, playing acoustic and stuff sometimes. I think there's some videos you could probably find. I remember like some people posting those and I was like, oh shit, don't look for those actually. We'll make new ones. We did shit for a while.
Long time.
And I'm making you work. I don't really have anything else to say. I'm just walking. That's about it. Yeah. Like we've been doing shit for a minute.
Yeah. So what was the reason? Cause y'all kind of stayed in Texas, especially in a lot of your shows.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, because, like, we just didn't see the point in going on a tour that wasn't warranted. You know what I mean? Like,
there's no, like, demand for
it. Yeah, like, I feel like people try and go tour too soon instead of just, like, focusing on their, like, home territory.
Yeah.
And instead of sinking all our money into going and playing shows that nobody wanted to see anyway, we're just like, let's just make sick merch and music videos and stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah. Those are bad to be in my opinion, because it's like, exactly, like, why would you want to be in a place where there's like 200 other bands within like a mile of you?
Exactly. Or Austin.
Or Austin, dude, it's like, we wouldn't be here, I think, if we lived in Austin.
Yeah. If you try to book a show in Austin, like, there's already like 3 or 4 other bands that are playing.
And everything's a venue, too, like, you've got to make sure what you're doing is like... It's not happening right next door. You know what I mean?
And so then, how did the whole Matic project
come about? Joel slid into our DMs and was like, yo, come here. And we were like, all right. And we went out there like the next day. We were supposed to go out in like 3 weeks to like look at like producers and stuff. But they were like, come here. And we're like, all right, fine. And so like we went out there. We met them the next day. We sat down and they were fucking tight. And they were talking about how they were starting a management company. And they'd like for us to be on it, and we're like, yes.
Reluctantly.
We're like, all right, I guess. It's not really like my thing.
We're like, fine, we'll do it.
Yeah.
But we heard that the new album is supposed to be out in 2016. Is that still true? Like, are you working on it? What's going on?
Yeah.
Well,
it's finished.
Oh, okay, really?
Yeah, we finished it like 2 days before Warped started.
Yeah, like 4 days ago.
Yeah, it was like 4 days ago when we finished it.
Nice.
And then we flew home, had half a day in Houston.
And then to Dallas.
Went to Dallas immediately. Huh?
I said, bless your hearts, dude.
We just wanted like one night to sleep at home. We're like, please.
Yeah. Like rapid fire now.
So we got to answer quicker.
Quick.
Okay. So without music, I would be
blank. I would. In a Walmart. It's living on a roof.
Anybody else?
Less interesting. Much less interesting.
Bald.
Alright.
A song that's always on my playlist is blank.
I Only Want to Dance with You by Kesha.
What was the question?
A song on your playlist.
Numb.
Alright, go.
Okay. My go-to tour snack.
Tour snack?
Yeah.
Otto's butt.
Catering.
Bananas.
Otto's butt.
Before leaving tour, I have to blank.
Play with Otto's butt. Before it gets all dirty, what? Speak to me.
I have to play with my puppy.
No comment.
Nope. More rapid, man. Less fire.
Well, this is the last one. The first thing that comes to mind when I hear the word cougars is because we're from U of H.
Cougars?
That's our mascot.
U of H.
What?
U of H.
Well, I went, like, one time Otto put on this wig and he chased me around pretending he wanted to be, like, my mom boyfriend or whatever. And mom girlfriend, old mom girlfriend. And so I think of Otto being a cougar at me. Eh.
Think about football.
Coming for you.
Football.
Break me, cause I'm just not used to digging deep through all my idols' graves. I'm starting to think this isn't all that it's cracked up to be.